Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, February 2nd, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kev Stube.
I am Tanono Kawande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about political violence in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, please call us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can get us on www.voazimbabwe.com or on www.voashona.com and on www.voandevele.com.
So joining us once again, you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening we are talking about political violence in Zimbabwe ahead of the crucial 2018 general elections.
Suspected ZANU-PF members on Thursday allegedly attacked opposition leader Joyce Mujuru of the National People's Party in Harare, and several parties and some stakeholders have condemned the attack.
Cases of politically motivated violence are usually high in the run-up to general elections in Zimbabwe. More than 100 people were killed by suspected ZANU-PF activists in 2008. ZANU-PF has, over the years, denied any involvement in politically motivated violence.
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
So if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Ulimele sibili lapha emhlathini kwathi abanye abantu bakhandwa ngamatshe bashaywe sibili behamba-hamba bezama ukuthi bangene kuzulu khona ngale ke eHarare. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngakhonoku ukuthi ngesikhathi sokhetho kuba lodlakela. Lwenziwa kuyini udlakela lolu? Njalo nxa lukhona kambe ukhetho luza kuqhutshwa njani? So ngenani kathi sikuhlelo sixoxeni kunjalo kanti.
Ndiripo dwe makandini ko.
Hayi nyaphela mfowethu.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nyasi inyasofadza ndiye kurwisana kunoita mapoka ezvamatongero enyika. Tinonzwa mazuva sapura va president vachitaura vachiti vanoda kuita sarudzo yakachena isina kurwisana, isina kubira, isina chinyi. Mm-hmm. Asi chimwe chinhu charamba chakunetsa ndicho kurwisana kunoita mapoka aya. Mm-hmm. Zviri kwamba zvichienderera mberi nezuro chete, zuva rimwe chete. Amai Joyce Mujuru vano mutungamiri webato riya rinonzi National People's Party. Vakatemwa namatombo kuGlen Norah, vakatoendeswa kuchipatara kuna doctor. Mm-hmm. And musi umwe chete iwoyo umwe murume kupachivi akarohwa zvekare kuchinzi kwanzi uriwe MDC munotinyadzisa chinyi. Mm-hmm. Akakuvara zvikuru meno kuti zvichafamba se muchipatara maari. Kumasvingo inongova nyaya imwe chete iyoyo. Mm-hmm. Saka inyaya inonetsa nekuti inyaya yevanhu. Vanhu ndovanhu vaafektwa nenyaya dzakaita sedzidzi. Saka toda kuti timbotarisa nyaya yekurwisana uku kuti zvinombofamba seko, chii zvinombokonzera kuti zvinhu zvidai. Mm-hmm. Uye zvekuti chingaitwa chinyi kuti kurwisana uku kupere, vanhu vakwanise kuita sarudzo yavo murugare.
Mm-hmm. So already we've got some people who are actually sending us messages on Facebook, that is VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. So one of them is Tandwe Spanda, who says, evening before Nyalizwa Ngobulawayo. Then of what another person by the name Evelyn says, you know, political violence is a disease in Zimbabwe. So how best can we stop it? So ke kuzobuya njalo lomunye obhalileyo lapha uthi nguThabani. UThabani uthi ye, siyakubona ukuthi khonoko kwe-political violence kuyahlupha kwele Zimbabwe. Pho sikuqeda njani? Yeah, people are asking questions here on how to end political violence one day. So we've actually invited some guests to come on board so that we can actually discuss this issue. So we don't know whether we've got one of our guests or not right now. So we've got Mr. Deo Mavinga, who is a human rights lawyer. Mr. Mavinga, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs and Mr. Wale. Thank you so much for having me on the program.
Thank you very much. So what is your take on political violence in Zimbabwe?
Well, there are three problems, Gibbs, with political violence in Zimbabwe. Number one, a proper definition of political violence in Zimbabwe is that it is state-sponsored violence mainly, which means that it has got elements of the state, soldiers and the police. So in the case of the violence against Amaimu Juru and their supporters in Glenora, we understand there were at least two soldiers involved. So that's the nature of political violence. It's mainly state-sponsored. It is not about basically about political parties per se. Number two, there is what we call impunity, which means that there is no, in most cases, there is no police action to arrest perpetrators and hold them accountable or bring them to justice. So you find that most of the cases of political violence in Zimbabwe go unpunished, and that encourages, you know, repetitive and recurring cycles of violence. And finally, the idea is not only to violate the rights of the few who are beaten up. So, for example, Maim Juru was beaten up. She is suspected of having suffered a mandible fracture, injuries to the eyes and her teeth. And this is meant to strike fear in the hearts of thousands of, hundreds of thousands of voters, that if it can happen to a Maim Juru, what more about an ordinary supporter? So these are the challenges that we face in Zimbabwe, that it is actually for the purposes of achieving a political end. It's part of really what ZANU-PF has used over the years, and it has to stop, but it will not stop if the police fold their hands and do not do anything to insist on accountability.
Mr. Mavinga, before we take our first caller, I wanted to find out, when you say it's state-sponsored, and you went down a list explaining why it is supposed to be state-sponsored as opposed to political parties that are just going after each other, is there a point where leaders of the state send people out to commit these acts, or is just spontaneous or overzealousness on the part of the ruling party supporters?
No. It has got several layers, but the main critical layer, Mr. Wade, is this. I will take you back to the 2008 presidential runoff elections, where the Joint Operations Command of the Security Force of the soldiers organized and deployed soldiers across the country in districts to beat up people and intimidate them, and to ensure that there is fear and that they vote for ZANU-PF. This was state-sanctioned, state-controlled, state-sponsored. It's clear. But then what happens with ZANU-PF supporters is that they ride on the wave of impunity. That is to say, you know, when I was investigating, I have been investigating the political violence in Zimbabwe since, 1998. And when I was investigating in 2008 in Epworth, you know, a ZANU-PF supporter told me this. He said, no child of ZANU-PF will spend a night in the cells because of political violence. So because of that, the knowledge that they will not be arrested, this is what encourages them. So there is, the state again is complicit, because the state is telling them, the police are saying, we will not handle political cases. So if they know that the police will not arrest them, what stops them from, you know, behaving as if the law is in their own hands or their own pocket. Mm. So again, the state is responsible because it fails in its primary duty to maintain law and order and to arrest these culprits.
Right. Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Please stand by.
We've got to you. Yeah, we've got another guest, and that is Honorable Joseph Chuma. He's a member of parliament for Belanda Bampopoma, and he's under the ruling ZANU-PF party. Honorable Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, my brother. How are you doing?
No, siyaphila kakhulu. Ngifisa ukuthi sikhulume ngesinto sibili, ngesindebele qho. Ukuthi umzwile lapho uthi uMavinga ekhuluma esithi ibandla leZANU-PF ungazani lingaze liyenze udlakela lonke lolu, avela abantu ababotshwa. Kwenziwa kwini khona kuJuma?
Well, mina engikwaziyo ukuthi yona njengoba ngihlala ngisitsho nje akukaze kube isinqumo esithathwa libandla leZANU-PF ukubana akuhambe kube nokudlakulo phansi ngayo. Kodwa-ke into esiyaziyo mhlawumbe ukuthina kuyenzakala, kuyatholakala. Uyeza ukuthi ngapha sokuthawele, ngapha sokunikezele, ngapha sokubulalele, okuyinto esingayithabisiyo. People must understand that there is no room for violence for whatever reason and from whatever corner. Into esiyisafrika sibe siyivumelana naye ngoba into okumele uzibuze nanoba uzana uzabuya kuwe mathupha uzakuthini, xa sowuqonde emzini wakuwo kanye kanye uzakuzwa njani. So yinto okumele ihlalise ezimbulweni zabantu lula. Into okuhlala lisetshenziswa lithumile abantu elitshayo elitshayelwana ayisebenzi ngoba end of the day uphuma ungela lutho, usulimaza umuntu, usule ngozi, even ingozi kulaba abayenza okwengozi. And usuzuzula ukwenzelani khonoba ungasuzuthole ngitho lebhayisikili langkhona elizozela ezozithunyelweyo. So yinto esingayivuniyo nabo hlakasikela. Even ZANU-PF as a party, ngililunga mina le-Central Committee, which is the highest making decision body outside Congress. Asikaze sikuvumelana khonoko, even ngesikhathi sikamongameli owaphumayo umongameli uMugabe wayehlale ukukhuluma kanesolo umongameli omutsha laye ukhuluma sobala. Kodwa-ke I think now into somele yenzakale ukuthi khona akube kutshengisele ukuthi abantu bona laba abenza khonokho kulezi nsuku sesine-technology ukuthi abantu bekhonisela ama-video lanilani nani laba balandele manje be-expose ama-video ahambe abe-viral beke bebanje abantu laba bejezise so that kutshengisele ngesiqinisela ukuthi for sure when umongameli kumathithi khona ngafundi violence uhulumende kumathithi afundi violence iZANU-PF ezephathi sibe ayifundi violence nxa ungakwenza uyamawedwa laphana uthwale isiphambano sakho wedwa then singaqala ukwenza khonoko even bona laba abantu ama-overzealers bazakuqina khonoko ngoba nathesi sikhuluma so sokule system yona leyona abantu sebengcolisana uyathola ukuthi omunye umuntu uyathatha i-tshirt ye-MDC ayigqoke ayenze ubudlongdlongo laphana bese uthi i-MDC yesiyenze lokho omunye athatha iZANU-PF ayenze laphana bese uthi iZANU-PF siyenze lokho and so the only way esingakuvala unto lokho yikuthi akeni sithatheni inyathelo yokuna abantu let's be responsible nxa into bengisenzakala abantu babhizi bathatha amavidiyo abantu abezamandleni besifa akeni thatha amavidiyo anjengabona la bantu abenze udlakelo olunjalo nxa besekuzivayolensi lena athatheni ilelo wafake lwaphoste sitshiye ube lokhu siphostile zamanga ye utwana esefile ye lokhu sokuze so umuntu ephila ye uyagula siyakwazi but uyaphila yaphosti useless things asiposteni izinto asiphotheni izinto ezimqoka into ezinjengazona lezi zona lezi ezize-violence ukuthi simbone umuntu mathupha kuvidiyo esipostile abona ethwele isitini esijika siye sibongazi lo nguzibani uGives Dube nangiyana simbonile sile ethwele isitina then umthetho usulandela-ke the law ikubambe Dube ikujikele entilongweni sikuvale sibe wanzi nami kuya yisizeke isizosiyana singaqala ukwenza khonoku I think abantu bazadesista from ukwenza ukudlakudla njalo ngoba in this new dispensation, in this new era, even in this century and age, into e-violence leyo into kumele ngabe sakhulume ngayo siphucukile sifundile kanti pho into la abayitshoyo yona iZimbabwe i-literacy rate yangona izayi iba ngaphi nxa sesiba labantu abezinto ezokulema obunjalo so ohamba kulitshana labantu umuntu ngabe-free azikhambelele nxa ekhambela wena nxa ungahambelani laye So what? Yes, work on our way. If we end up like that's how things should be. Abantu bazikhethele ngokubona ngokuzwa ukubona umuntu lo uphetheni umumetheni wini angasenzela khona ngamaphambilini.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Baba Chuma, ubambe khonapho ungayindawo. So what Honorable Chuma was saying is that ZANU-PF does not condone any violence. So he says, you know, even during President Mugabe's time, the former President Mugabe's time, you know, he never encouraged violence. So he says, you know, these days there's a lot of technology. Why don't people actually capture those people that perpetrate violence on the phone? And then you post it on Facebook, you post it on any social media platform so that it goes viral and those people will be actually exposed and humiliated. So he says that's another way of actually keeping kind of violence.
It's a good idea, Gibbs, but it's not always practical.
Ask him.
Mr. Chuma, are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm there.
Yes. Your suggestion is quite interesting, but in most cases, it's not quite as practical as it might be, because these people, if they see you capturing them on video, for example, they'll drop everything they are doing and come after you. The fact that there is no one, there's no referee in between, no one to protect them when people from the ruling party supposedly attack them, also makes it very, very difficult for anyone to stand their ground and say, you do this to me, I'm going to the police. And when you go to the police, we have heard of instances where people who go to complain end up being arrested themselves. So what can you say to a person who would like to take your advice and do that without fear of being attacked himself?
You see, the beauty of our phones nowadays is that they can actually zoom in a picture. So you don't have to be right there where the thing is happening. You can stand some distance away and actually shoot a video and zoom it in so that it's quite clear. And just you don't have to hold it like a cameraman, for television, who really hold it up there. You can hold it in a discreet way and still take a video. But what I'm saying is that we need to have these people exposed, because at the end of the day, most of these people are hiding behind political parties. They are tainting all political parties, because at times you'd hear it's MDC people that have done this, it's some people that have done that. Like for instance, this issue of the mishap that happened to my Mjuru, it has got so many versions now that I've heard. Blair, unfortunately, but the one version that I heard is that the Mjuru came to some shopping complex there in Glenora, and then there were some bodyguards who were overzealous about him, saying, "President, well, we are president, well, we are pushing people, shoving people." And one of those Magorimbos, those runners by the complex, and then was pushed and fell down. When he stood up and confronted the bouncer slapped him, and that's where the fight started. And then the other runners came in to reinforce one of their own, and that's how the violence then began. And then somebody is saying, it's some shame, you know, ZANU-PF, for you doing that, did that. So there are so many versions to that story, and we will never know the truth unless if there was somebody who then could discreetly take a shot of all those happenings. Today, we'll be sitting down watching those videos in our social media and then identify and say, oh, this is so-and-so, oh, this is so-and-so. And then we will then coerce the police to do their jobs, because their job is to serve and protect. And they must do that. And I think in the new dispensation now, that era of trying to hide behind ZANU-PF is gone. We've got some of the ZANU-PF people now who are actually on bail because of actions that they did some time back. I remember there's a guy who was on bail because of some kidnapping that he did. So at least maybe with this kind of wave, we are given some sort of a hope to say that now if you do this, you are going to be on your own, you are going to carry your own cross.
Yes.
But let us have these people identified. for sure, and they exposed and brought out, and then we want to see the police action after that.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. I'm sure that our listeners are taking note of your advice, mm-hmm. and we hope that it might be a contribution to lowering the violence, the spree of violence. Tinemu Mpafoni, vamachakata muripo here. Vamachakata mchilipo. I think we've lost that one.
So let's go to Mr. Tioma Vinga, maybe yes. to read yeah. to yeah. So Mr. Mavinga, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here again.
Now can you react to what Honorable Chuma was saying? Because it seems as if he's saying take people some videos and post them on social media. Does it work when it's political violence?
Well, I want to acknowledge that it helped. It helped to expose the violence.
Mm-hmm.
It helped to expose the perpetrators. So he is correct. But in terms of law and order, we need proper policing in Zimbabwe. Policing that is not partisan. Policing that is not subservient to ZANU-PF. Policing that says political violence, no tolerance, whoever commits it. But it's not happening. So in Glenora, what has happened? Where is the police report? Where is the police action? Amai Mujuru is a senior political and national figure. She cannot make up stories. She was beaten up by ZANU-PF supporters, and we have seen pictures of the victims. So what we now need, which is missing, is action, swift action by the police to investigate and hold accountable the perpetrators, number one. Number two, President Mnangagwa himself must speak and address directly the issues of political violence. He must address the issue of Amai Mujuru specifically, because he cannot just say in unclear, ambiguous terms that there will be free and fair elections, but does not say anything when the violence is open and clear for everyone to see, as we have seen in Glenora.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. I think we've got a caller on the line. Long Babu Mashongani. Mashongani, good job.
Go on.
Yeah, so I want you to go to Uwana Janu Jagela. Yes, that's okay to get this.
Jagela, I'm going to go to Pele. I'm going to start in Sekaya in December.
Mm-hmm.
Even for the Studio 7, I'm going to go to the ex-combat in Marasitala Songi.
Mm-hmm.
Adi station lessons vlog as Funeg Lapa. Zokuchisele indlu manje ubaba uchuma makhuluma lapho ngiyamlalela angakhuluma into izwakala ukuthi ufuze uzotshela abantu because la bantu la bathumwe ukuthi bayenze ngale ndlela leyo manje mina angiboni ukuthi ingaphela leyo because uyabona ukuthi la bantu laba sothi hamba uyombophisa angeke abophiwe lo muntu lona
so kodwa ukuthatha abantu ama-videos kuyenzakala khonokho ukuthi abazokuchaya uhluba kuthathe ama-videos
ngeyindlela banamandla ngithi bathumiwe muthi wazokuthatha le phone le wazokuthathela le phone angeke manje uba uchuma ukhona lapha
ye ukhona baba
mathi abantu laba abathumelwe sebathathe ama-video uyavuma ukuthi la bantu laba bakwenza lokho ofa angavumi yena usayenza njengalokho athi angavumi
kuphela ukuthi ye kodwa kuphendule ngizwe ubamba khonapho baba chuma uyazi umbuzo Baba Kolite, uyakuzwa umbuzo?
Ngikahleka nje.
Ye, uthi kona ukhona ukuthi wena uthi abantu laba bethathwe ama videos. Kuchuthi uyavuma ukuthi ngabantu bezantu be into nje.
La ngikutsho ngifuna angizise kuhle baba la. Ngithe mina thina njengezana uPhilis. Asikane sihlale phansi sithi kona abantu kabakhambe bethu abantu phansi ngani. And ngihlala edalela ngkhona ele central committee elibumbe umthetho phandle weCongress so asikaze sikhipha amazwana ukuthi abantu cha abantu kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi kuyenzakala kunabantu abenza khonoku bazenzela abanye nge-power hungry yabo ukuthi engxa umuntu ufuba ngu-MP ephela nabampopo malapha kini siyabona ukuthi lapha swele ama-opponents sengizenzela nasengithumela abantu ukuthi khona abantu cha abantu labana libethuseni mina ngwami ngenza khonokhwana yengilunga nezanu PF kodwa akuphumanga kuzanu PF ngeze khona kwana bese ufuna ukuchaza ngoti zanu PF yiyo iruling party yiko sithi kona asikufuni khona kwana yiko ngisithi kona mina ake kuthatha ama video ngoba kathesi so nxa siyenzekele even alenza kale eHarare land ukuthi bekwathi ngubani okwenzileyo nxa kungasela lokuzeni evidence yangona kugcina kushifa kunjalo which is very unfair njoba omunye ekhuluma laphana umayinduru ngomunye wabadala bethu njalo liwo veteran lethu asiwo umuntu omele aphathwe njalo besides khonoko even umuntu ongumntwana laye kamele angaphathwe njalo akumelanga umuntu atshawe for whatever reason ngenxa yokuthi ukhethe enye into wena ongayikhethanga so yikho ngithi mina sifuna ukuthi kube le evidence yokuthi bona sibili sibili nangeyani uthuma uyabonakala empikitsheni lapha kuvideo ethwele isitina ejingisina njalo sokumenjalo sokuright ngoba sesilayo i-evidence ekathuma esenza
khonaaailunga
ne-Zanu PF kodwa i-Zanu PF ayimthumanga ukuthi ayenze khona kwana uzenzela yena ngoba yena uyisihwaba ufuna ukuhlala ekupower by all means at all cost
yes yakuzwa kakhulu ke baba Chuma so Mr. Mashongane it actually posed a question to Mr. Chuma on that you know by suggesting that there should be this use of cameras you know to capture people in action. Does he suggest that maybe he knows that Zanu PF activists actually do this? So Chuma says, yes, maybe there could be some Zanu PF activists, but he can't vouch for that. So, Baba Machongane, what do you vumela la kona kukulumle in? What channel?
Ang vumela na ikari, because wana uti lapa, ang atulumang bini suma di na, singayenze galabati singalatuma ngwa, amanzi lawaba thola even maybe isikhathi sahambile but ngeke ngifuna ukubuza ukuthi isikhathi lesa se 2008 abathulawa bayebabulawa bashayiwa lapha akavuma ukuthi labantu laba babebathumiwa or babangathumwanga but izinto zakudala ngeke ngicela ukuthi maybe umbuze kangani loko ukuthi manje angavuma ukuthi kube kuzenjani ukuthi abantu babulalwe lapha mathi manje abantu bafuze babophiwe ma ukuthi ngibo labezano or ngubantu athatha kumi imlawa ufake izandleni
zakhe. Yeah, so siyakuzwa kakhulu baba Mashongane sizambuza ke singalalela lawe khona buza ukuphendula. Sesilomoya baba futhi ecweni. Sibonga kakhulu. So I think we've got another caller.
Yes, tine muno parnare chamoto muripo here.
Magadi.
Tiripo magadi nzenyu.
Tiripo takasimba zaizvo.
Muri kupi?
Ndiri kuteerera. Ya, tiripo tiri right but ndiri kuteerera zviri kuitika zvakaitika namai mujuru. And we all got with very interesting. The most interesting thing is we are in a new dispensation in Zimbabwe, which everybody probably across political divide we're celebrating it. Now the biggest problem, like Zangazutar one of your guests was saying, we need videos. Obviously, might be impossible, but at the same time, we don't know who really did that. We are coming out of another dispensation of people who have got probably who used to beat up people, and we know 2008 I was in Zimbabwe at that time, I saw it happening, but now the president has come up and said we want free and fair elections, which we believe is exactly what he wants, but at the same time we are looking at also that there can be some people who are trying to derail what the president is bringing to the table, which is mostly a very where everybody is inclusive in making decisions. He's not even denied to have all observers from the European Union, from everybody. This is the first time that we are going to have observers if he goes with his word. So I'm looking at a man who really wants to include everybody. Now we have got some people who love to derail that. What if it is MDC people that have beaten up Miami jury? What if it is Miami jury who is making up a story? Nobody really knows what's happening until the evidence are put to everybody to see.
Pamwe, you know, pane vanogona kuzokubvunzaiwo kuti, okay, azvina mhosva kuti ari kurova vanhu ndiani. Ko mapurisa ari kupi? Because it doesn't matter kuti warohwa nemunhu weMDC kana kuti weZANU. Nyaya iripo ndekuti warohwa uchiroverwa nyaya dzematongerwo enyika. Ko mapurisa ari kupi? Mapurisa akadini kuuruka pana panyaya iyi? Akati taongorora nyaya iyi, vanhu vakarova mai mujurunda vava vakati. Just so that people can see that there are consequences when a crime is committed in whoever's name it is committed. Mapurisa ari kupi ndo zvingada kuzobvunzwa navamwe vanhu.
Izvo zvose zvaangofanana nenyaya dzese semazira tinoita kuti nyaya kana dziri mukati mapurisa hadzisi nyaya dzinongobuda dzese. Mapurisa haangoi panze kuti takabata vanhu uye vanhu vacho ndiana ningi. We are not sure exactly what's happening on the ground. Probably pane vanhu vakatobatwa nenyaya idzodzo. We don't really know at the moment. Or what really happened exactly, we don't know. But the thing is, if mapurisa akabata vanhu, mapurisa haende kumedia achitani vanhu venyu vaendeana ningi. It's a process that goes, they need to investigate people, they need to know who these people are before they even come to us. This thing just happened quite recent. And even not only in Zimbabwe, in any country in the world, police don't go straight to the media and say we've got these people. But the police have to make sure you are only guilty until you are when you are convinced. But if you are not convinced, you are not convicted as yet, you are still a free person. Even if the case looks like that and it shows like you are really the person who did it, until they have the full evidence, then they can come to the media to tell us this is exactly what happened. But at the moment, the president was asked this similar question. His Excellency was asked the similar question, and he answered it. That was way before this happened. He says, we will have this rule, and we have these people that are not sent by the party, but they are overzealous people. If they are ZANU-PF, that is. Now, how do we know that they were ZANU-PF youth? How do we also know that the MDC youth? Nobody really knows. It could be overzealous people like Tons, who are people who, you know, Zama Widar, who died drama takes, like what Honorable Chuma was saying, that they could be these guys that have been affected. Who really knows? Nobody knows. Mm-hmm. Now, we as Zimbabweans, this is the only time in our lifetime that probably we are going to witness a free and fair elections, which the international community, inclusively, not only the African Union, but everybody is going to be in there to support the to be able to see whether this was free and fair. And I don't think these guys are opening these doors to everybody and start beating up people. I don't think there's any. They need credibility, this
Thank
government.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate that.
Thank you. And for those that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about political violence in Zimbabwe ahead of the 2018 general elections. And our guests are human rights lawyer Dewa Mavinga and ZANU-PF lawmaker Joseph Chuma. So I guess we've got another caller on the line. Baba Mbongeni, Sithole kunjani?
Siyaphila baba Mzambini.
Siphile kakhulu. Ungaphi khonapho?
Oh, siyegoli South Africa.
Awubone ke. Ungathini ke ngodlame ngesikhathi sokhetho? Kathesi kunje.
Into yokuqala nje yokuthi abantu vele bona bahleli bayazi vele kokuthi iZANU-PF vele yona libandla legazi. Lokho vele lo mgabe vele wayevele kuthi ukuthi ibandla lakhe libandla legazi, iZANU-Europa. Umeqala ukubusa vele wahle waqala ukubusa ngokubulala. Ngimbonile la ngo-2008 iZANU-PF kudliwa kayo kukhetho laphayana. Ishaya abantu nami ngazibone ngemathupha ekhaya laphayana. Mina ubaba wami ngomunye umuntu washaywa kakhulu phambi kwabantu iZANU-PF. Abanye abantu begalulise ekudalule emakhasa le vele kwakuyinto enzima kakhulu. Sihlala sibaleka, sicathe entabeni everyday sibaleka. Uzokuthiwa ubani wavotela bani nobani wathi abantu bebelayiniswa. Ngibuza ukuthi wena wavotela bani ngubani wathi kuvote uvotele mina ubaba wami bengitshelele ngomunye umuntu obhalile ngathi be-MDC laphayana endaweni yakithi elinde khona phaya umuntu vele wavele bemfuna namanje I think vele babhizi vele bamfuna kakhulu so leyo nto leyo yiyo into iZANU-PF vele yaziyo kokuthi wena uthethe ngeke izilwine ezongeza abantu behluphile kaphi liyakwazi ukuthi ma ngabe vele ingazange yenza udlakela ukhetho lolulolaka ngeke izilwini ngoba abantu bahlupheka ngeke abantu bavotele umuntu besazi ukuthi lowo muntu nguye osembusweni ophethe umsebenzi manje kodwa akakhona ukusiza abantu beZimbabwe abantu bahlupheka abantu abalamsebenzi abantu abalalutho yini into abazokhampena bethi bayincedisa abantu for 37 years phela ukuthi umgabe sephumile kungena umnankakho kodwa umnankakho naye still ngumuntu obelokhu evele esebenza lezanu-PF from 80 until manje nabona laba futhi abayingomasosha khona yiwo vele ayenzukulwa khona lokho namapolisa so vele kuzoba mo ukudlula lokho esihlala sikubona ngoba manje vele umbuso vele uphethwe ngamasosha azoyenza futhi ukuthi umnanga kuyaluwina lolo lukhethu ngokushaya abantu ngokubulala abantu sizokubona kuqhubekela phambili kungavele emuva khona lokho kuyinto ebuhlungu kakhulu vele abantu futhi ayikho into abazoyenza ngoba abantu bezana uPF mabeshaya abantu ababotshwa kubotshwa bona laba abashayayo so kuyinto ebuhlungu kakhulu le eyenzakalayo kakhulu kakhulu vele kungaka ukuthi asinike esazile ukuthi kuzoyenzakalayo
esitole baba sibongile kakhulu ube lempela fike enhle kakhulu ba
yeah hayi ngiyabonga nakho
yeah so that is Mr. Esitole you are saying that you know ZANU-PF is to blame for all the political violence and he says you know it's strange that ZANU-PF activists are not usually arrested whenever they're suspected to be you know the motivators of that kind of violence so maybe Chuma is going to come in but let's take a caller and then I think we've got a caller on the line
forward Muchiri Poyerong come forward
Mukoma forward what bano masora say
tasora masora say makatirira nyaya yedu kai tibatsirevo
hayo ndo itinoterera zvakanyanya zvare nguva nenguva ndezvane zvabhozi tinobatsirika zvakakurisa pachirongwa ichechi chakatanga ichechi zvekuti dei yanga iri redhi yanga iri muzimbabwe dei mwari unesu chaizvino hatina redhi yakaita sestation yakaita semunyika medu
tinongoshanda nezvatinazvo izvozvo izvi tichaona mberi kuti kuchafamba sei mashoko enyu akamira sei panyaya yatinayo
mashoko andinawo ndaachida kupindura vachuma vachuma zvavanotaura izvo munhu uchadzirwa nekuti vana muchasa vana vazhinji vakadzimba mubaterero kana kuti vasingachazimo vaimbotaura saizvezvo saka ivo vanoona nokuti munhu unoda kuzama kunatsurudza chinhu chisinganatsurudziki and chinhu chakatorereka kare mutiri unoda kutowa kwakuteya but musi waanofukurwa jira raakapfeka here kana kuti hembe yedzezve rigari yaiyoyo musi wainobva pamiri pake ndopaananazokuzwa kuti ZANU-PF ine violence yakadini and zvinoitika sei iko zvino zvekuti arimo haanasi kuzviona chero achinozviona haasi kuda kutaura zvinhu zvinoindirana nezvikiitika paground ari kungoshenda chinhu chiri in space but chiri just on the ground haasi kudefenda haasi kutaura aitese kuti tora vhidhiyo ikazodai hapana unobudisa mafotos vangani vatore nhava vanotora mavhidhiyo vachishungurudzwa vachirohwa vamwe vachitoswa mumajere kuzoti munhu nje wakafanana neni kana munhu wakanga ufanana nomunhu unofamba mustreet anozviita ari pai saka vachuma ngavataure semunhu wakakwana mumusoro munhu uri muzimbabwe munhu unoda kugara nevamwe havasi kuda kugara nevamwe nekuti matauriro avo ndokukurunzira violence iri kuitika iyoyo
tiri kuzvinzwa mukuma forward
nguva zvichipo vamwe munova panguva tipe nguva tipedzise mashoko
aiwa tiri kuzvinzwa tenge chitika nekuti tina vateereri vakawanda uye zvevamwe vanenge vachida kutsinidzira
tumine zvemuri kutaura dai ndatotaura izvi dai ndatopedzisa zvendiri kutaura
okay chitaurai chipedzisa zvamunoda kupedzisa asi
mutaurezvomukomatanonoka hwande munoona matauriro anoita vamazingavo muongorori wezunhu wakangofanana nesu hatinaati masetifiketi azvo asi meso anoona pfungwa dzinoshanda saka ini ndimaone vendireita indoona zvokuti electioni dei yambotomira kana because otherwise zvinhu zvizhinji zvikuru zviri kuitika chaisichaiso asi hatizanazvo kubuda because hapana unozviteverera mumaruva nekuti ndoma zvakawandira saka hazvina need zvekuti pave neelectioni apa pakamira pakadai so kutaura kwavamunangagwagwa hapana chetinoona inu zvinhu zvakangobvira kare navamugabe izvo saka inini taati tingoti kuda kwenje kuti maelections ambotomira ingatoshanda kusvika zvaongororwa kuti chiini chinofanira kutora nzvimbo
haiwa
indo maonero angu iye
haiwa tinotenda chazvo mukoma forward
allright maita basa mozo tatenda zvikuru
tatenda chaizvo tatenda zvikuru Gibbs forward here is saying that the Honorable Chuma is too comfortable, just like Mutasa, Rugare Gumbo, you know, that's what he's saying. That people like them, Mutasa, were too comfortable, but they, you know, the day ZANU-PF decided to discard of them, they are nowhere to be seen. So he is saying that Honorable Chuma here is doing the same thing because he's inside the tent. He's, he, you know, he's untouched, untouchable at the moment. But the day ZANU-PF moves away from him, then he will be able to witness the ruthlessness of this party. He says that he is loyal to the situation around him because he's benefiting. He's also saying that his idea of videotaping violence when party supporters go after each other is just a little bit ridiculous, saying that even news people from established news organizations have been beaten or have disappeared for taking videos when crimes are being committed by people from the ruling party. And he is commending Mr. Mavinga because he says that he takes the time to study the situation before he talks. So, you know, he is interpreting what is on the ground. Too much violence in the rural areas where nobody goes. So he suggests that the elections be delayed until this thing is sorted out. Without too much bloodshed.
Okay, thank you.
That's what Mr. Forward is saying.
Thank you. Before we go to Mr. Honorable Chuma and Mr. Mavinga, I think we've got a caller on the line. Mbakazita, kunjani?
Sikhona baba njani?
Asiya phila kakhulu Mbakazita. Nantu daba lamhlanje ngathi ngalo.
Hayi siyabonga baba kulezi daba lolu. Ngizaqala ngobaba uChuma. Ubaba uChuma angazi mbuza yena isifiso mphendula. Qala wehle kumphendula. Wabuchuma uyasebenza. Usemsebenzi yini weZANU-PF yababulali. Uyathunywa. Kodwa kwenzayo khonokho ethunywa evikele iZANU-PF. Angiboni ukuthi uyamphathisa ekuqinini bazamlahla baningi abalahliweyo. Ababekhuluma njengaye. Omguni babegulisa lapha besenzani balahliwe kakhisi. Yikho laye vele uzamfikela ubabuchuma. Engazikeli ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF ifikisele ngo-83 ukubulala. Kwamele ukukhitshe ukudisama izipha. ZANU-PF yahle yaqalisa ukubulala, yaqalisa ukutshaya. Kuzeyaamna vele azakile. Njalo nokutshona lisithi uhulumende omutsha. Umnankagwaza uhulumende omutsha. Umnankagwa yizisini yathi umgabe. Ngoba le mpini umgabe uhanjiswe ngumqinangako. Umnankagwa ngoba rani into yonke. Njalo kunanto angayiguqula kuZANU-PF umnankagwa enesawuthi ZANU-PF futhi iwinam election. Kuyina angakuguqula. Kade sinedaba lemathebeleni into ama-devolution. Kade uzafala uvuma. Ngoba vele ipolisi ezala ayikatshintshwa, ayikaguquka. Yikho ubaba uChuma engabe uvikela into eziniyazo lezo. Xa ukuthi bamtshayele umjuru. Umjuru kodwa langayitshayeli, hayi. Kubuhlungu kodwa ngenye indlela siyabonga ngoba naye bengabatshaya abanye. BekuZANU-PF esenza nalowo msebenzi wokuthuma abafana besiyatshaya. Ubaba uChuma nxa esithi khona, bonaza-ke bahlale phansi beZANU-PF. Bathume abantu ukuthi bayetshaya. Yikho wena umntwana nxa engowakho, nxa kuwukuthi kumbe inja ingeyakho, kawuyithumanga ukuthi ibambe imbuzi zamakhelwane. Yeyisiyibambile uyenzani. Yilo inyathelo esilifuna ukuthi bayenzani, ngoba akule mfakazi ukuthi iZANU-PF kusukisela ngo-83. Yiyo yatshaya abantu, yiyo yabulala abantu. Yaye namhlanje singahlenisi kuthiwa. Wonke umuntu ofile kulala ilizwe wabulala iZANU-PF. Namhlanje iyabulala, namhlanje iyatshaya. Uyakwazi uChuma konoko. UJonathan lwana ubalekile kakhesi kodwa uJonathan bemvulize khona phana esaze ukhe yisokuba uyayikukula uthi kanti bantu besindebeleni indaba lithenisa kangaka yazi uyasisusa ubuhlungu kakhulu kabi uthi umuntu wasindebeleni amele abantu basitshweleni basibulala kabuhlungu kangaka lanamhlanje uthole emnile ake ninike abanikazi bazivikele bona ayikhona umuntu wasindebeleni uChuma abelekho emele abantu lapho ubamele ngaliphi uhlobo kakhe inesazi ukuthi basezayo kubuhlungu kakhulu phakathi betinto ezinjani zabochuma zanese uyahola yena siyakwazi abahlukane lento lezi ngenxa ayetshela ukukhuluma xa ebona ukuthi uthunywa into engasiyo ukuzovikela isitha abantu bezanu-PF labo izitha zelizwe laba kula nto eguqukileyo ngabo likababizi lithi ngukhulumende omutsha ngukhulumende nalwana okamgabi ofakele ukuthi isithutha sizabona ngani sokungukhulumende omutsha kodwa umuntu olengqondo epheleleyo akungakhulumende omutsha ofakweyo
laphayenalwana
ezanu-PF iyabonga baba. Kodwa ngicela ukuthi uChuma abe nokuphendula ukuthi kathi kungani emele abantu bezanu-PF kade babulala abantu kangaka.
Yes, bonga kakhulu Mbakazita. That is Mbakazita. He is expressing his own views. He says Honorable Chuma is working for ZANU-PF, and he's wondering why he's defending ZANU-PF so much. He says some people used to do this were dumped, and ZANU-PF is likely to dump him one day. And he says, you know, even if he's saying that ZANU-PF doesn't sanction any violence, what about if the ZANU-PF activists perpetrate that against other people? So he wants an answer out of that. But before we go to Mr. Chuma, let's go to Mr. Mavinga first, then we'll go to Mr. Chuma. Mr. Mavinga, I think you have been hearing people saying a lot here about ZANU-PF being the perpetrators. Now, who's going to guard the guards, if that's the case?
That is the big question indeed. Mm. But the other thing that we need to look at is the reality that in terms of political ideology, it does not appear that ZANU-PF has fully embraced the idea of democracy, which is that all citizens or individuals must be free to make up their mind politically as to who they want to govern over them. So there is not that kind of freedom. Although our constitution gives that freedom, you would find that the main cause of political violence is to stop people from freely expressing themselves. And therefore, this is why we say President Mnangagwa's words of promising free and fair elections ring hollow when we see the extreme brutal violence against Dr. Joyce Mujuru and her supporters in broad daylight. And the police do not do anything. And I disagree with the previous caller who says the police should not or do not go to the media. When there is such a high magnitude case of political violence, the police must immediately issue a statement to say, we have received a report, we are investigating, and they will then give regular updates. We have arrested suspects, they will appear in court. We are not saying this is a conviction, but that is the process that reassures Zimbabweans that if there is political violence, there will be swift police action and justice. But now, people have seen that Amaim Juri has been beaten, the police have not done anything. They think of themselves and they become afraid and cannot freely express themselves politically. This is the tragedy of what we are looking at here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Political violence.
Yes. Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Like always, just stand by. We'll come back to you. We want to go to Mr. Chuma for his responses to what the caller said.
Right. Thank you. I think in future for this thing to be fair, when somebody directly attacks me, it's either you protect me or you give me a chance immediately to respond. Because one gentleman said, which is very unfair. I come into this panel to express my views freely without being coerced. And I expect either your protection or you give me an opportunity very there for me to what to respond and we set the record straight.
Your point is very well taken, Mr. Chuma. We understand you very, very clearly on that.
Thank you. Right. Anyway, for the record, I am not on any payroll of some sort from ZANU-PF. And all I am doing is articulating the processes that we go through as ZANU-PF, the party, in our meetings in the Central Committee. We have never, ever issued out or condoned a statement of violence at any given level. But if people were listening carefully, I did adhere to the fact that, yes, we have some of our members who might be overzealous because of simple greed to say, I want to stay in power by hook or crook. And those are the people who then end up using any sort of a system to sort of stay in the positions that they are or the positions that they want to acquire. And then they end up using violence and stuff like that. But most of the time, if you have realized, these things go without evidence. And then that is where I said initially that, let us use the sophistication of our gadgets our cell phones, the cameras now that can do videos and stuff like that. You just need to do it discreetly. I remember when there was violence that happened here in Bulawayo at the MDC offices. We saw the video of the perpetrators who were beating up Umakupe and the national chairman Love more and stuff like that. That video came out and we could see who the people were. You see, but it was within that violent setup. But somebody somehow managed to record that footage, and that's the simple thing that I'm saying. I am saying that Zimbabweans are busy taking footages of accident victims, of Wanwabata and Nyakadzeman. Let us take this others. This is a more serious issue than a matter of violence. It's more serious. Let somebody be creative and discreet enough to be able to record those things when they happen, so that we have live evidence. Then we don't have to use hearsay evidence. Because you must remember that even the police, when they come in and investigate, they can only prosecute something that has got evidence. If they just take somebody, because someone has pointed out and say, it was Mr. Mavinga who did that, maybe because they hate Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga will be taken to court, and it will be proven that, no, Mr. Mavinga actually that day and time was not even near that place. And then Mr. Mavinga will be acquitted. Our system is not working properly. But our system works with hard evidence. So we need to have this kind of evidence so that we can actually have these people carrying their crosses, because it's so boring for ZANU-PF as a party to be labeled as a violent party. Yet, some of the members, some of them come in to just use the name of ZANU-PF. I know of a lot of people who are going around their cars with the ZANU-PF flags who you would never even see one day attending a meeting of ZANU-PF. But they were abusing it, knowing that as long as I'm identified as a ZANU-PF member, then I might get away with ABCD. Some even went on to put pictures of the former first lady on their vehicles. And if you look at those people, they are not even members of ZANU-PF. They are not even in the cell at all. But they use those things for their own selfish reasons and gains. That is why I'm saying that now is the time with this new dispensation. Someone was saying that nothing has changed between our president Mnangagwa's government and our former president Mugabe's government. But I'll tell you that something has changed, because for the first time we are seeing interaction with Britain. We are seeing interaction with America. Even the American ambassador to Zimbabwe posted something on Twitter, on those lines. That's the change we are talking about. We are seeing a man who's saying that we are going to open our doors for EU to come and observe, AU and any other body that wants to do that. That's the change that we never used to have. We're now used to every gathering in South and in South of the West. But this man has come in to say, no, let's embrace each other. We are one. We're a global village. Let's live together. That is the change that is there. Why are we not giving him the chance to say, let's give him a benefit of the doubt and see where this will take us to?
Thank you so much, Kolete Sabangakulu. Ukuthi ke ukhulumileyo sibone lapha ke on Facebook singakathatha abantu ngesiphangiphange kulobaba lapha ngumama uNomakhabo says he said that in 2018 violent tactics are being used to achieve political means. What sort of a civilization are we, and yet we are so educated? Then S. Lindsay Hammond says nothing has changed. I thought uTumkabe was no longer in power. Kanti uhamba njani? Ngabantu banye phela laba. We've got another person. Vasco is Moyo says, Udlame ngolwani bantu bakithi. Then kuzobuya ke labanye abaningi abasithumezela imlayezelo khonapha. Kubuya ke njengoPriscilla Mtunga Ndlovu othi khona, are people talking about the past or current happenings? Is current and past kuna ngapho ke mam? So sizokuthokozisa isilo baba uNcube ecingweni. Baba Ncube, kunjani?
Sikhona, kunjani baba?
Siyaphila Ncube sibili, asitshaye sibili kuzwele. Siyakunika sibili 1 minute yakho. Ushaya kutophele. Kubekwa.
Hayi, bakithi sesizwile ngodlame lwezane lolu bakithi. Besikhumbule manje wona umdala esephumile inxa kuzatshintshe. Kanti sahlala nsuku zonke, sonke isikhathi nxa kuthi banamavoti sihlale sihlele sevole sihlale sitshaye, sitshayelwane.
So
sitshayelwane ukuthi sitshayelwa ukuthi sevota sisesaba vele sihle singasakwanisa ukuvota. Bathala abantu asho ukuthini indaba engavotshwa nxa bengasho bantu bezanu. Indaba engavotshwa.
So
owenza ukuthi bangabotha kusekathi ngizwe ukuthi ngabantu bezana abantu labo yo too much.
Kodwa nxa kusiywa phambilini kumele kwenziweni ukuthi kunqatshelwe khonoko.
Zvena kusodze kuperi lokuvhere baba ngichuru vakuperi loku. Ezvongo nevaenda kuti antiro vhera vasembusweni, iva vabusa. Vaizintando yavo pi?
Yes, yauza kakhulu posela kugcina ncube.
Ai Sicela sekukhumbula ngeke kuzathika lonyaka lathe vota sikhululekile singesana manje hey bakithi lathi kathathe usibu wethu ekhaya athe vota vele sizwa nje chance sesaba vele ukuthi ekhaya vithi
hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke Incube ungadela kusasa Ncube
hayi sibongile bo
so bese Ncube is saying why are people being beaten up you know he doesn't understand he says he thinks that maybe the situation was going to improve but he says it's still the same like what people are posting Facebook. They're saying there's no change in Zimbabwe, so why go back home and vote? I guess we've got another caller. He's Mr. Nkomo. Baba Nkomo, kwa nitu wani?
Yeah, kwa baba.
Yeah, kwa nitu Nkomo?
Anye pira mi.
Nama fisha nitu wila kusitu wila nubwana janta wala.
Okay, lalila la. Izanu, yete vula la bantu wa kweli kazi. Izanu, yete vula la bantu. Wabula la bantu wezapu 1982, batata ma farms angu 25, awantu wezapu, batata ma plaza, ama company angu 31, ulu kwa upumasugu, no tabengu, wababu chwa izanu, ulu kwa upumasugu, wafele chele, utabengu wa puma, na mtu njungu president wezapu. Maumute sikeli zanu, epume matebele lendo, mtu shanya yunga pila nino.
Hai, sawa, kubeli njalo mkomo, mkomo, singa tetisa bantula, ubabu chuma, ngabe umute zanu, siyafumenta bantu wa kulme kono, so singa kubeli njalo ti, mtu shanya yu.
Mwanyama huu wase paivayo baba.
Hai, nchi.
Mwanyama huu wase paivayo.
Engucho, kuti singa tetisa bantu. Asikufake mnandi, kwa zitoke ni stoke kona hapa. So akumelanga sithethe abantu so uphosela kukhona mva kubeka Nkomo ye Nkomo mbona zani sezonde kakhulu ukuthi kabe engafuni ukuthi ngimtshele ukuthi engakhulumi ngani kuyinhlamba so ubaba uJuma Nqaye lapha ubuyela simcele ukuthi aze sebenza lati so secela abantu ukuthi lingamthethisi ngumuntu simcele ukuthi abuyela ukuthi akhulume akufisayo so lokhu is what is called a public sphere. So baba Nkomo sakhona ncinga. Hayi wathi sithi ubaba Chuma ahle mpendlo khona bamasinya. Baba Chuma mpendlo.
Ubaba Nkomo uyakhonjwa ukuthi bona izana khuma ngayo le sonke sathi vele siyizonda.
Mhm.
Yasiphela le zani leyo mhlazana ubaba Nkomo esiyamanyana layo kwaphuma izana uphinzi. Eyo lapho yini ubaba udabenga akangena khona phakathi waba ngomunye wamalunga ezampeni le entsha asimpunguze asizange sokuyangena kwabana sisodwa sangena ngenxa yokuthi ubaba Nkomo wayethe khona hayi bantwana bami siyani sigileni lapha sibambaneni siyaphilize kini so you are very confident lami nginje ngafelwa esikhathi eGugrawundi. So I see what you mean. We come out to be the on the wheel. You have to know what. Lapa, she was done with peers. Not in Lamb, Lena, Abla, Lamb, 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 kodwa leyi esiyafaka kubaba Nkomo ithiyene laleyana eyabula laleyi esinye unit leyi whether then will agree phakathi or will not agree becomes a different issue yikho sekele ivula ubaba udabeni onjeyana wange wabakhona elilunga lepoint bureau yaleyi zanu pf entsha wasephuma-ke ngenxa yokungaphathani kuhle okunye okwabo phezulu khona ngale wasesiyabuyela wayafoma enye izaphu futhi angibili ngoba ungakhumbula izaphu leyana eyakudala yayingaso zaphu yamandebele yayizaphu yelizwe lonke yikho ubaba Nkomo wayethwa nechibo chitheza kwese babekhona osakuphwanya abavela khona le babekhona omthimiri babekhona abaningi oshikelema ababevela khona le emashoneni bekhona abakuzaphu leyana so yayingaso zaphu yobandlululo yayingaso zaphu yamandebele kuphela yayizaphu yabantwana bezimbabwe bonke. So thina lapha esilapha phakathi kungabona abantu asesithengisile kube sesithengisa amandebele whatever no that's a wrong mentality silapha ngenxa yokuthi ona sile conviction thina sasilandela ubaba Nkomo and we understood him.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Sorry we have to leave it here. We thank our guests this evening. a human rights lawyer, Teoma Vinga, and ZANU-PF Member of Parliament, Honorable Joseph Chuma. Thanks also to listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye.
And I'm Tarunoka Wande, hoping to see you next time.